to On the Road with Rocky. 1 hour of motorcycle talk. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson in West Mifflin and Ryder Insurance. Now here's your host, Rocky Marks.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? My name's Rocky Marks. I'm the Operations Manager and Director of Networking for Hot Metal Harley Davidson, right on Route 885, 1122 Lebanon Road, right in West Mifflin. Looking forward to you coming by today. Could win $5,000 in a Hot Metal Harley Davidson gift card. I'm going to tell you how to do that in just a little bit. Also, at Hot Metal Harley Davidson, we got big news out of the winter dealer meeting I went to last weekend and into the early part of next week. Brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle is out there. Don't know if you had a chance to see it yet, but it's a brand new Harley Davidson Sporty, and it's kind of retro looking. It has this little peanut tank on it. It's called the 48 because 48 was the first year that Harley Davidson offered peanut tanks. And also has fat tires. It has the mirrors underneath the handlebars. It's a really cool bike. If you want to see it, go to hotmetalharley.com. We're going to get some in soon, and we're already starting a waiting list for when that bike comes in. So if you're interested in it, stop by and talk to Mark Petrazzi, and he'll get you on that list and get you signed up. So when the bikes become available, we'll be able to get them to you. All right, on the show today, we're going to be talking with Marquis Smith from Ryder Insurance. Marquis's been in the insurance game a long time. He's done everything from home to auto to motorcycles, recreational vehicles. Right now, he just works with Ryder Insurance, and all they do is motorcycle insurance and ATV insurance. So when it comes to motorcycles, ATVs, Ryder Insurance only does that. They don't worry about home. They don't worry about auto. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, I have another insurance company like State Farm or Progressive, and they bundle everything all together. That's fine, but I would give Ryder Insurance a chance because chances are, even if you do have a bundled deal, they're going to beat the quote that you get. So we're going to talk to Marquis about that and how you go about getting a quote. Also, we're going to be talking to Fred Goldsmith, and he is from Goldsmith and Ogrodowski LLC. They're a law firm in downtown Pittsburgh. They specialize in accidents involving motorcycles when it comes to representation. We're going to talk to him about some of the things that we can do to prepare ourselves after a motorcycle accident to protect our rights as motorcyclists. We're also going to talk to him why it's important to contact a lawyer after an accident. And it's not just for him to get money. No, it goes really deep because we're going to talk to him. I found out that Fred was a TV reporter, and he reported all these stories in Texas when he was going to school. And it's one thing to report the stories and bring it to the living rooms all across the state of Texas. But there really wasn't anything that he can do to help these people other than to make the public aware of the situation he was reporting on. So he kind of got frustrated with that, and he wanted to make a difference. So he went to law school, started practicing law with some major firms, and then met up with his partner, and they started a firm downtown. It's a smaller firm, not tiny, but it's a smaller firm. I mean, they're on the fourth floor of Fort Pitt Boulevard overlooking the Monongahela River. So they're pretty, you know, they're a player in the market, especially when it comes to motorcycle related accidents. They're there for you. And they actually have this little how to post accident checklist that you could put in your wallet and carry with you. Remember we talked about in case of emergency and carrying a special card with you a couple of weeks ago? Well, Frederick Goldsmith's got this other card that you could put in your wallet. It's free of charge. Just go to www.golawllc.com. That's golawllc.com, and he'll be able to send you one of these cards free of charge. That way you have this little accident checklist, because if you know, you lay your bike down, have a little accident, you're a little frazzled, your head's not totally in the game, so you want to make sure that you have all your bases covered, because when the tow trucks come, when the road crews come, that scene is completely wiped away. You want to make sure you know what you need to get before the tow trucks get there, before the street sweepers get there, before anything changes, because a lot can change from the time you have an accident until the next day when you stop by to take pictures. So we're going to talk to him about that. Also, big news at Hot Metal Harley Davidson. The Roll the Dice promotion was so successful last time. Last time we gave away an XL 1200 Sportster, and the lady that won was so excited, and she was a rider, and she rode dirt bikes, and you know, she's always wanted to get into street bikes, and Harley to her was the epitome of motorcycling, so she won a Harley. So what we're going to do this time is we're going to roll the dice and we're going to give you a $5,000 Hot Metal Harley Davidson gift card. Stop in any day between now and March 13th. And you could stop in every day and roll once per day, as many days as you like. So come Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Roll the dice. If the dice spells the word Harley, you will be one of 75 finalists. And we're going to have one guaranteed winner that's going to win a $5,000 gift card to Hot Metal Harley Davidson. And I tell you what, man, that's going to put a nice dent in any down payment if you're looking for a motorcycle. If you own a motorcycle and you don't want to get into a different bike, you can buy some wicked accessories and motor clothes with that. And you can do a whole engine overhaul with that. I mean, there's so many possibilities with this $5,000 Hot Metal Harley Davidson gift card. Now, that's just one way to get involved. There's another way to get involved. If you want to double your chances, and if you want to win big, increase your odds of winning, you can get two chances. It's real easy to do. All you got to do is purchase a motorcycle between now and March 13th. You purchase a motorcycle, you get two chances to win. Two chances to win out of the 75 finalists and one guaranteed winner. So it doesn't get, the odds don't get easier than that. It's not play it like playing the Powerball or the Lotto. I mean, you won in 75 wins. So if you want a guaranteed slot on this $5,000 Hot Metal Harley Davidson gift card, purchase a bike and you get two guaranteed slots. Pretty simple. If you just want to come in, roll the dice and do it every day until you actually roll it. And that's happened during the last promotion. Several people came in every day, rolled the dice, and they got it 1 or 2 or 3 weeks into the promotion. So you can do that as well, too. First place gets $5,000 gift card from Hot Metal Harley Davidson. Second place gets a $250 gift card. Third place gets a $100 gift card from Hot Metal Harley Davidson. And the person with the worst roll, we're going to award them, too. You got to give it up for the person with the worst roll. You're going to get a $75 gift card to Hot Metal Harley Davidson. And that will put a nice little dent into whatever you're looking to purchase for your motorcycle or motor clothes or accessories as well, too. All right. More details, go to www.hotmetalharley.com and just click on the logo and that'll give you all the complete rules, details, and any exclusions that may apply. Also, don't forget winter hours are in effect Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 5. Service Monday through Friday, we're open 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5. And the showroom and service are both closed on Sunday. Also on our website, you can check out the area's largest selection of pre-owned motorcycles via video. We're pretty fancy here at Hot Metal Harley Davidson. Myself and Mark Petrozzi have been busy putting together videos from, like, your point of view. If you're actually inside of our shop from the comfort of your own home, you could watch it on your computer and actually hear the bike start up, too. So check that out at hotmetalharley.com. All right, we're talking insurance and law when we dive into the show next.
You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson and Ryder Insurance. You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson.
Have a question or comment for Rocky?
Email Rocky at hotmetalharley.com.
All right, you can email me, Rocky at hotmetalharley.com. Go to Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook. Or stop by the shop, 1122 Lebanon Road, Route 885 in West Mifflin. Really easy to get to. If you're coming from the port, just go up Lebanon Church Road, hook a right onto Lebanon Road. Or if you're coming up from 51, make a left, and you'll find us on the left-hand side of the road. All right, in studio, we have Mr. Marquis Smith from Ryder Insurance. And he was on last week. We were talking a little bit about the background of Ryder and how it was started by a gentleman by the name of Harry, who I envy to no end. Harry's been riding for a long time, huh?
That's correct. Now, over 40 years now.
40 years, and I think he hit all 50 states by now.
I believe he has. He's also got about 40 motorcycles.
Wow. He's giving Jay Leno a run for his money. I get to ride next week. I get to ride in Hawaii. I'm excited about that. I didn't tell you about that, did I?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii, so maybe I could start on my 50 states as well, too.
That's probably one of the most difficult ones to get to.
Yeah, it is, and it's a trip my wife won from her work, and we figured, well, it'd be like a second honeymoon. And the first thing that I did, the very first thing I did, was I called up the Harley shop out there and rented a Harley.
There you go.
And we're going for a ride. But let's talk about insurance, because insurance is something that is very important, and I can't stress how important it is. But at the same time, some people don't look at it as being important when it comes to motorcycling. Some people will do the minimum. And what I mean by that is they'll only insure their bike 6 months out of the year when they're out riding. But in reality, it's not a bad idea to have that puppy insured year-round, right?
I would insure my bike for 12 months out of the year. I mean, it just basically the motorcycle insurance, especially when you're working with Ryder, is not that expensive. But let's just say you've only got the bike insured for 6 months and it's in your garage and your garage catches on fire. Well, then you've got a problem.
Right. Right. Or if something happens and you hit it with your car or there's so many different things that could happen.
Somebody opens the garage door opener with their frequency and comes in and steals your bike.
That would be bad, too. There's so many different variables. So it is important to have your bike insured year-round. Now, I understand Ryder does some things that other insurance companies do not if you go with the full coverage. What are some of those things that Ryder does?
Our policy is a little different because we specialize in motorcycle insurance. We offer $8,000 in accessory coverage that comes included with our policy. We also offer free roadside and towing assistance, which a lot of companies, to my awareness, don't offer. The other thing we offer is passenger liability. If the driver wrecks the bike or somebody hits the bike, the passenger on the bike is covered under the policy.
Do other insurance companies offer passenger liability?
Some might. Some most probably do not.
Right. And that goes down to the fact that you are Ryder Insurance and you focus on motorcycles and ATVs. You don't cover boats, homes, automobiles. Nothing, just the two-wheeled friends, right?
We're specialists in this industry. That's pretty much our focus.
Okay. If I'm a 35-year-old guy, which I'm a year away from that, and I have a clean driving record, pretty cheap insurance, pretty inexpensive insurance?
Well, like we talked a little bit about last week, I used to be an agent selling multiple lines of motorcycle insurance, and when I originally saw the rates at Ryder, I thought that they were for a six-month policy, but our policies last for 12 months, and that's you pay for 12 months. Our rates are, it's not uncommon for us to save $100 to $400 or $500 a year for what somebody's paying right now.
I've seen you you've been to many areas around our district where it's either a bike giveaway or a bike night. I mean, you're out and about within our district, and you're also here at the shop, too, during open houses. And people will come to your booth, and they'll get one of those free little keychains or, you know, something that you're giving away, a T-shirt. And while they're there, they're getting a quote. And a lot of people are surprised at how much money they can save with Ryder. And I don't want this to be like a commercial for Ryder Insurance, but this is something that is real, and it is happening. People are saving money. There's a gentleman by the name of T-Bone who has been riding all of his life, and he's retired right now. He will come even on days where it's not so nice out, he'll drive his car up and he'll sit on our front porch. I mean, he is dedicated to the sport of motorcycling. It's nothing for him to take off and go to Niagara Falls in the same day and come back. I mean, he's totally into riding. He had the same insurance company forever, came here, got a quote from you guys. I think Kevin was still around, our previous rep, and got a quote from Kevin, switched over. He saved $300, and he's been riding forever. I mean, there's so many stories of how Ryder Insurance is saving some money. And the one thing that I really like about Ryder is they don't dig into your credit. Why do people go in and look at your credit? Because I know when we submit credit apps to different financial institutions, we also have the ability to go and get quotes for credit. But when we come back, if someone doesn't have great credit, say they have credit in the 540s or 600s, their insurance is $1,200 a year. Why? Why is that?
Several years ago, the insurance industry in general began credit scoring. They found out there was a correlation between good credit and low claims, or bad credit and more claims. So they decided to use credit scoring as a pricing mechanism to price their policies.
You don't do that.
We do not do that. We do basically what type of bike you're riding, how old you are, and how good is your driving record.
See, that's what's important when it comes to insurance. I mean, what does it matter if your credit isn't great? I mean, how does that affect you riding? I understand there's a study, but to me, that doesn't make sense. You guys, Ryder Insurance, is actually looking at, okay, the age of the individual, which means how much experience do they have, the size of the motorcycle? Is it one of these crotch rockets that people can ride on, or is it a cruiser, or you know, something that they're not going to go all hog wild on? And the driving record. To me, those are the important things when it comes to motorcycling. I don't understand why people go for the credit.
Well, it's just the way things are sometimes. I don't know. We don't do it that way.
I know you don't do it that way, and I appreciate that. I like that.
We'll give them a break. We'll give them a break. A couple other things I'd like to mention, though, is not only is our policy put together for motorcycles of mine, but our claim service is very good, too. Because we specialize in motorcycles, we know what kind of damage is done to bikes. And we can evaluate a damaged bike probably better than people that are doing all different types of insurance.
Marquis, stick around for another segment?
No problem.
All right, going to take care of Marquis, and we're going to recap the Harley-Davidson Winter Dealer Meeting. I just got back on Tuesday of last week, and a lot of great stuff came out of that meeting. We're going to run down that list that I put together for you a little later on in the program. In the meantime, Harley-Davidson is offering you an extra $500 if you have a competitive trade. If you do not have a Harley, you have a metric motorcycle, and you want to buy a Harley, we're going to give you trade-in value plus $500 to the purchase of a new Harley. More details coming up.
You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley-Davidson and Ryder Insurance. You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson.
Have a question or comment for Rocky?
Email Rocky at hotmetalharley.com.
All right, welcome back to On the Road with Rocky. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson in West Mifflin and Ryder Insurance. You can go to Ryder.com, which it used to be RideWithRyder.com, but now it's simply Ryder.com. And we have Marquis Smith in studio. Thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely, Rocky.
All right, so we were talking about the claims adjusters coming by and taking a look at your motorcycle. And it's hard for someone who covers so many different lines. We're talking about homes, automobiles, boats. I mean, they cover everything. And for them to know everything about everything is practically impossible. But to get a carrier that focuses only on motorcycles, they're going to know more about motorcycles than the aftermarket parts that you put on and the accessories you put on. So it's a lot easier, and it's not as painful to go through insurance if you choose a dedicated insurance provider like Ryder Insurance. For example, if you get full coverage, I understand up to $8,000 in aftermarket accessories are covered?
That's correct. You get an $8,000 additional coverage in accessories. So that could even include your clothing.
So your clothing, too?
Absolutely.
So you got a $15,000 motorcycle, and you got $8,000 worth of leather gear or heated gear, and then you also in a helmet, because you should never, once you wreck with a helmet on, you should never use that helmet again. Even if it's just scratched up, you got to get a brand new helmet. And say you got some pipes and bags and a windshield. All that stuff's covered, up to $8,000.
That's correct.
How much extra is that?
It doesn't cost anything extra. It comes with the policy on a full coverage policy.
Wait. How much extra is that?
Zero.
So this comes with the full policy?
Correct.
Wow. And then you also have roadside assistance that comes with the full policy?
That's included in a full coverage policy as well.
Wow. That's amazing. That's and you're probably priced less than some of these other insurance companies.
Well, that's why I encourage people to check us out. Go to RideWithRyder.com or more succinctly, Ryder.com. Check dealer referral, put in Hot Metal Harley, dealer number 1122H, and compare us.
Yeah, and please do put on 1122H, because you know, they're one of our big sponsors here, and we want them to continue sponsoring the show. And I know a lot of people through the show and coming to the shop and talking to Marquis. Marquis's at most of our major events, giving out the little T-shirts and keychains and stuff like that. And he'll give you a quote on the spot, and a lot of people are amazed at how low the pricing is for Ryder Insurance. What are some people, you know, what are some myths that people think about when it comes to motorcycling and insurance?
Well, insurance in general, one of the myths that I hear is I ask people 9 times out of 10, what type of coverage you have? Well, I have full coverage. Well, full coverage, there's all different types of full coverage. When you purchase insurance, generally what you're purchasing is a liability limit or the amount that an insurance company will pay on your behalf. Now, in Pennsylvania, in order to ride a motorcycle or an automobile on the road, you're mandated by law to have coverage. Mm-hmm. However, the amount of coverage that you're required to have is very limited, and it's generally $15,000 bodily injury per person, $30,000 per accident, which means that if you're in an accident and you have minimum coverage or the state required minimum, the insurance company is going to pay up to $15,000 per injured person or $30,000 per accident.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot. And also with your policy comes uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. So let's just say that you're the best driver in the world, but somebody comes through a red light and hits you and they don't have insurance or they have the low liability limits, then the uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage kicks in. And that's where you're covered under your own policy.
Right. That happened to me in my vehicle. Someone hit me that had one of those discount, the 1-800, that insurance company, and they hit me. It didn't cover my damage. It just wasn't enough.
And it's a good thing you weren't seriously injured, because if you go to the hospital for 2 or 3 or 4 days, you're going to be looking at much more than $15,000.
Yeah, well, when it comes to insurance, I tend to go overkill. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that, I go to the store, and if it's not a toaster, I'll buy an extended warranty on it. Just I like to be covered. I like to know that if something's going to break, it's going to be fixed or be taken care of. And Rider Insurance is a perfect case in point, if you will, of knowing that you're taken care of on the road.
Well, consider this. I mean, if you bought a policy, let's just say the state minimum is $15,000 bodily injury per person, $30,000 per accident. Or you could buy another policy, which I would carry probably on myself, of $100,000 bodily injury per person or $300,000 per accident, or maybe 6 to 8 times more coverage. That 6 to 8 times more coverage might cost you 15% to 20% more in premium.
And that's it. With an already low price.
Correct.
Wow. It just makes sense. And to get a quote, it's free. It's something that they can even stop up here and talk to Megan about in our finance and insurance department.
Definitely. She's recommended us a lot.
Right. Absolutely. What else do you want to talk about here before we run out of time when it comes to rider insurance? I know we're going to get into riding season here very soon. We're heading into February, probably another month and a half of inclement weather, and then people are going to be hitting the roads.
Well, I guess the most important thing that I'd like to get across to the listenership today is, if you don't know what type of coverage you have, it's important to check. A lot of people have the state minimum, and they don't know it. That's just what their agent gave them, and they never really explained it to them.
And the best way to have an agent review your policy is to call up Rider with Insurance or stop by the website, rider.com, and have an agent go over your policy. You could submit a request to get a quote. Those are the two best ways to do it.
I would say call your local insurance agent that you work with now, or call us at rider.com. We can review your policy for you, too. But, I mean, if you don't know what type of coverage you have, you think you have full coverage, there's 10 different kinds of full coverage. A lot of full coverages are better than others, and you want to have the best coverage.
All right, so definitely talk to your agent about that. Or talk to an agent with Rider Insurance. RideWithRider.com. Can't get it out of my mind because it's been ingrained so many times. We're simply Rider.com. All right, Marquis Smith, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Rocky.
All right, we're going to switch some gears here right now. We're going to move it a little bit over to the law side of the program. And we're going to talk to a specialist when it comes to motorcycle law, Mr. Frederick B. Goldsmith. From Goldsmith and Ogrodowski, LLC. Did I get that right?
You did pretty well.
How do you say it?
I say Ogrodowski.
Ogrodowski. Okay. Very cool. Frederick, thanks for coming in. Fred, you are an avid motorcyclist?
I'm guilty of that, yes.
Yeah? What do you ride?
I ride two bikes, actually. On the street, I ride a BMW R1150R. Mm-hmm. And then I've been riding dirt bikes for about 5 years. And my latest and love of the moment is a KTM, a 200XC.
Oh, very nice.
Two-stroke.
So today we're talking a little law. We got a couple segments coming up where you're going to give some advice. The first thing you're going to talk about is what to do after a motorcycle accident to protect your legal rights. And then also why it's important to call a lawyer immediately after an accident. Both very good points. And we're going to get into that. But first, let's talk about you. Let's talk about how you got into practicing law.
I guess the best way to back into it, Rocky, is my first career out of college was in TV news. Mm-hmm. And I was a general assignment reporter. And my first job, paying job, was up in the panhandle of Texas. And we covered 26 counties. And I worked for an NBC affiliate in the news department. And every day we would go out and report on what was going on in the panhandle that day, either what our assignment editor has sent us to do, or it could have been a story idea that we had. It could have been spot news like a car accident, motorcycle accident, things of that nature, murders. We had some horrific crimes up there. And it was just a great job to get to know people, to learn about what else is out there in the world, all the different occupations that one could pursue. And that was exciting, and it's a very vital role in society today. But for me personally, I always wish that I could have more of an effect on people and that I could help people more. And so at the end of a day, after we were done shooting a story, we'd shoot interviews. But the next day, your assignment editor is going to say, Fred, got a new story for you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't make a huge impact. You can bring awareness, but self-fulfilling, you really can't do too much.
For me personally, it was something I'm glad I did. I'm thrilled I was in that business, but I'm glad now to be in the law business.
All right, Frederick Goldsmith from Goldsmith and Ogrodowski LLC Law Firm. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and we're going to talk about what to do after you get into a motorcycle accident to protect your rights. At Hot Metal Harley Davidson, your chance to win $5,000 in Hot Metal Harley Davidson cash. 75 finalists, one guaranteed winner. That's going to take place on March 13th. And your chance to win is happening right now. Stop by, roll the dice. There is a guaranteed winner. First place gets a $5,000 gift card to Hot Metal Harley. Second place, a $250 gift card. Third place, a $100 gift card. And the worst roll of the dice is going to get a $75 Hot Metal Harley Davidson gift card. For more information and the official rules, go to hotmetalharley.com. All right, we come back. We're going to be talking more law with Fred next.
You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN, brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson and Ryder Insurance. You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN, brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson.
Have a question or comment for Rocky?
Email Rocky at hotmetalharley.com.
Yeah, email's a great way to get a hold of me. You can also go to MySpace, Twitter, or Facebook and look up Hot Metal Harley Davidson. You can go to hotmetalharley.com. And that'll take you to all of our social networking sites. Also, when you go to hotmetalharley.com, you can check out the your chance to win $5,000 in a Hot Metal Harley Davidson gift card. That's right. You roll the dice. You could win $5,000 in a Hot Metal Harley Davidson gift card. All you got to do is stop in any weekday between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Any Saturday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. and roll the dice. If the word spells Harley, you are qualified for that $5,000 gift card. Now, if it doesn't spell Harley, you get a chance the next day. So you can keep coming back day after day after day. You can only roll once per day, but you can come back every day between now and March 13th. And maybe if you roll that word Harley, you will be one of the lucky 75 who could win that $5,000 gift card from Hot Metal Harley Davidson. Now, the other way to get involved, the other way to get a chance, actually two chances, you double your chances to win, and it's simple to do, sounds easy enough. You purchase any Harley Davidson at Hot Metal Harley Davidson between now and March 13th, you double your chances, and you instantly qualify and get two rolls for the grand prize. And we're going to be doing that on March 13th, first place. Is $5,000 gift card from Hot Metal Harley Davidson. Second place is a $250 gift card from Hot Metal Harley. Third place is a $100 gift card. And the worst roll of the day is going to get a $75 gift card. And you can still do some damage with that $75 too. So don't count that out. So there's something for everyone. Winners, losers alike at Hot Metal Harley Davidson. More details and all the official rules go to hotmetalharley.com. All right, in studio, we have Frederick B. Goldsmith from Goldsmith and Ogrodowski. It's a law firm here in Pittsburgh. They specialize in motorcycle injuries and motorcycle-related crashes. And right now we're talking about what to do after a motorcycle accident to protect yourself and your legal rights. Let's give your contact information out. We'll do it now. We'll do it again later in the show.
Our website is golawllc.com.
Okay. And you have these really neat, I have it in my hand right here. It's called a post-accident checklist.
Fair enough. What we did is we found that people in a lot of different businesses and occupations were asking us, do you have something you can give me so that right after something happens to me, God forbid, I will know exactly what to do, or at least have a short starting list of things that I shouldn't forget? So we came up with this idea of putting it on the back of our cards, and then we all know how cards, when they're paper and they get mushed around your wallet, and if it gets wet, they disintegrate. So we made them, our cards, into kind of a credit card, plastic type card.
This is excellent. And people can get them just by going to your website, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can order them for free on our website. We're happy to send them out. They can give us a call, shoot me an email, whatever's easiest for them.
These are things that you'll find on the back of the card. But let's get into a little bit more detail while we have time here.
Sure.
The first thing that happens, what should you do when you get into an accident? You find out that, okay, I'm okay. What do you do?
Well, I think the first thing that you do in any kind of an accident is, one, like you say, make sure that everyone's okay. I mean, legal rights and all that is nice, but the first thing that's most important, regardless of who's right or wrong, make sure everybody is medically taken care of. If there are any serious injuries, make sure 911 is called. If it's a serious accident at all, I would call the police, make sure they come out and do a report, make sure it's properly investigated and reported so no one can ever say, oh, that didn't happen. I always err on the side of reporting accidents. It's the same thing that I tell my clients in industrial occupations, in the river towing business. I think it's always a good idea to err on the side of reporting things to authorities. That way, you're not hiding anything. You want the spotlight of an official to come and check things out and get to the bottom of things. Make sure that the incident is recorded, it's investigated properly, and that if there are any conditions out there that need to be remedied, if there's a sign that's missing, that somebody in a governmental role is there and they can start the process.
Right, and you talk, if you're injured, go to ER. If the injuries are not so critical, see your doctor. And being sure to describe all your symptoms since the accident, because things may not show up right away. It may take a day or two.
Having been in a few pretty good dirt bike accidents myself, I can tell you that the thing that hurts the most is what's getting you focused. And there may be some other things that are injured that you didn't even notice.
You know, we have a very good tool in our pocket that we take for granted, the telephone. It's a wonderful thing. It's not just a telephone anymore. How can that help you out when you're in an accident, besides calling the police?
One of the biggest problems that lawyers have when they're handling any type of a claim involving an incident, including a motorcycle accident, is proving what happened and what the conditions were at the time. And what it usually devolves into is a spitting match between the people that were involved. My philosophy about practicing law is the same as it was when I was in TV news. You get to the bottom of things, you report the truth, you let the chips fall where they may. If there is a defective road condition, if something was damaged with your bike, if a sign is missing, rather than just leave it to your word and trust that everyone is going to believe you, why not pull out your digital camera, pull out your cell phone, snap a few pictures. It's memorialized, which is a fancy legal word for saying you got it. Mm-hmm. And it's something that can't be argued about later on.
Now, you also mentioned that you should write down the name, address, and phone number and or email of all witnesses, particularly those that weren't involved, such as business owners, other drivers, pedestrians.
The reason that I mentioned people not directly involved in the accident is there will be an attack by the other side. For instance, if it's the person on the back of your bike, or if you're in a car accident, the person sitting next to you, they're going to get accused of supporting your story because they're your friend or they're with you. So, yeah, you want their names, and you want the names and the addresses and the contact info for other people involved in any kind of an accident. But it's also a very good idea to look around you. Is there a shopping center right there? Is there an ice cream store right there with glass windows? And there were four people right in there, including the person behind the counter who saw everything. Have somebody walk in there, or you walk in there and say, hey, did you see this? Would you mind if I take down your name and phone number in case my insurance company or my lawyer has any questions?
If the other side's insurer or lawyer or investigator wants to interview you or take a statement, should you go ahead and do that?
Here's my concern. First of all, I love everybody. I assume that everyone is honest, has highest integrity, and is going to do the right thing. People have a job to do. The other side's lawyer is getting paid by the other side or their insurance company. Their job is to lessen the damages exposure of their client or the insurance company. Same thing with the insurance adjuster. Same thing with an investigator for the other side. So it's their job. We work and we live in an adversarial legal system. That's just the way it is.
All right, good stuff. We're going to talk more with Fred from Goldsmith and Ogrodowski next.
You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson and Ryder Insurance. You are listening to On the Road with Rocky on 1250 ESPN. Brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson and Ryder Insurance.
All right, talking law today, we have Fred Goldsmith in from Goldsmith and Ogrodowski LLC. Right now we're wrapping up a segment on talking about what you should do should you get in an accident. What are the first things you need to do to protect yourself? And if you missed the last two segments, I strongly encourage you to go back to hotmetalharley.com and click on the On the Road with Rocky link, because there it'll take you to the links of the previous shows that I've done and this show. That way you can get some of Fred's tips that he mentioned earlier on in the show. That's just in case you're tuning in right now, or if we talked about something that you missed a little earlier on in the show. Fred, we covered a lot of stuff today, and let's do a couple more quick things, and then we'll have you back again next week. Is it expensive to have a lawyer look at your case? I mean, just to check it out?
For something like that, it's just going to take a few minutes. Most lawyers, including my partner Rich and I, we're happy to take a phone call, look something over. We're probably not going to charge you. Mm-hmm. Usually when lawyers want to talk about entering into a fee arrangement is if they're going to be representing you for the long haul and they're going to be doing a lot of work, then they want to make sure that there's a fee arrangement in place. In fact, under state bar rules, they have to have a fee agreement with you. You have to put in writing what the terms of your representation are going
to
be.
You can go to golawllc.com and contact Fred or Rich down there, and they'll be able to answer your questions. And like you said, a lot of lawyers will at least listen to your side without charging you anything first, right?
Generally, there are two ways that lawyers are paid. If they're involved in a civil dispute like a car accident, a motorcycle accident, that sort of thing. Generally, the lawyer who is working for the person who is accused of screwing up, who gets sued, what lawyers call the defendant, they're usually getting paid by the insurance company on an hourly basis. The lawyers who represent the accident victim, called the plaintiff, are 99% of the time represented on a contingent fee basis. And that's just the way lawyers for plaintiffs operate, because otherwise it would be cost prohibitive for people to have a lawyer. And what that means is if you have a case or an incident, an accident, you hire a lawyer, that lawyer isn't going to get paid unless and until there's a settlement or judgment in your favor. And if you lose the case, then they don't get paid. And that's the risk that plaintiff's lawyers take on.
And that would be you as well, too?
Correct.
It's a pretty big risk.
It is a big risk.
Because there's a lot of hours involved in the research and everything else that you have to do.
It is a big risk. And I think that element goes to regulating plaintiff's lawyers, because a good plaintiff's lawyer is not going to want to take on a case that they don't think is a credible, legitimate injury or an accident. And the reason is they're going to be putting a lot of time and money and care and attention in that case. It may go on for a year or two or even longer. And they're going to be spending a lot of their time. They're going to be investing their firm's resources in the case. And if they don't believe that it's legitimate, then they've got to know that the other side's going to know that at some point. It's going to come out. The chips usually fall where they may, and the truth comes out. And they will have invested a lot of their time and money in a losing case.
All right. Frederick B. Goldsmith from Goldsmith and Ogrodowski LLC. That's all the time we have for today. But you want to come back next week, because we still have a lot to cover.
Sounds good.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Fred. Don't forget, we've been talking about this all morning. Stop in, roll the dice at Hot Metal Harley-Davidson, and you could win a $5,000 Hot Metal Harley-Davidson gift card. All you have to do is roll the word Harley with our special dice.
You can do it today between 9 and 5.
On the Road with Rocky was brought to you by Hot Metal Harley Davidson on Route 885 in West Mifflin.
HotMetalHarley.com.
And Ryder Insurance.
RideWithRyder.com.